Hello, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program, and I'm Howard Gunning. And today in the studio, we have Pastor Paul Dickerson from the First Christian Church in Herrick and Tim Fontaine of De La Croix. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Now, Pastor Dickerson is here. Pastor Paul is here because he wants to tell us they've got an event at his church, at First Christian Church in Herrick, coming up on May the 6th. So put this on your calendar, May the 6th. And so, Pastor Paul, tell us what you got.
Well, May the 6th, we are doing an outdoor concert slash spring event, whatever you want to call it. But we just do it out in the parking lot. It's going to be BYOC, bring your own chair. So we've got aluminum chairs that you can sit in, but it's a lot more comfortable if you bring your own. We will have some food there, have Tim and his group from De La Croix there. We'll also have Fellowship Friday coming down from El Paso.
And when you say food, I've heard rumors about the food.
I do a little bit of pulled pork and some homemade barbecue sauce, also some barbecued baked beans that I've heard people say that they don't like baked beans, but they've tried these and they like these, so... The food shouldn't be too bad. I'm hoping you'll keep it in comparison with the music that we'll be having. So, should be a good outdoor event.
Now, before we forget, this is at First Christian Church in Herrick on Saturday, May the 6th.
Yes.
Right? It's going to kick off at food at noon and De La Croix from about 12:30 to 2:30 and Fellowship Friday from about 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So, first of all, once again, for our listeners, how do we find First Christian Church in Herrick? Where are you guys?
Well, if you can get to Vandalia, go north till you hit Ramsey, where we're at now. Once you get here to Ramsey, there should be a sign about midway through Ramsey to Herrick. Just to your right, you'll head east about 5-6 miles. You get to the corner there, and you're going to turn north and follow that into Herrick, and that's about another 5 miles. So if you're coming from that area, if you're coming from Mattoon, just go down to Shelbyville, past Shelbyville, turn south. Go towards Cowden. Once you get to Cowden, turn right towards Herrick, and you'll come right to the church. If you're coming from the south, you'll run straight into our church. If you're coming from the east of town, it'll be the first church you see on your right-hand side.
Right. Now, Tim, you guys are the first performers after maybe a hard act to follow after the barbecue, right? So tell us about yourself, about your group, and what style of music that you do.
Well, we're a family band, and style-wise, we're classified as Americana. So if there's a corner where country music and blues music and folk music meets, that's kind of where we live. So people that are familiar with Crowder or Need to Breathe, they would probably really enjoy what we do.
How'd you guys get started doing that?
Wow. I was in full-time church ministry for years, and as the kids grew up, I was a worship pastor, and they each picked up an instrument, and about 2009, we began praying that maybe God has something for us to do in this music thing, and started playing in 2010. And 2011, we left the church and sold everything we had, got in a motorhome, and headed out across the country.
Yeah, this is remarkable because they moved from California to St. Elmo.
Right.
Like that. Yeah.
It's because of the barbecue. I heard about Paul's barbecue.
Yeah. It's like when I was finishing up my time in the Air Force and we moved from Colorado Springs to Highland, Illinois, and most of the folks in Colorado are like, "You're doing what?" You know, so, yeah, they moved from California to St. Elmo. Pastor Paul, this group Fellowship Friday, what do you know anything? What could you say about them?
A little bit. They're the same contemporary Christian-type band. One of our elders knows them from the Bloomington area where he works up at Firestone, and he's talked with them up there. So we were hoping to get another group that was up there, but they were unavailable. So he found somebody that he works with up there, and they're going to be able to come down for it. But it's pretty much going to be all contemporary Christian music. Maybe not everything that everybody in this area is used to, but I think they'll enjoy it. It'll be great music. So we'll have a good time. Good food, good music.
So, Tim, what would you say if I'm coming to see your show, what kind of instruments are going to be up there? What?
Pretty basic. We have a lead guitar, rhythm guitar, bass. Our percussionist plays a cajon, a little wooden box. He doesn't use a full drum set. We use harmonica, and we're heavy on harmonies.
Well, Tim, let's hear a little bit about what your band, what's your heart for ministry? What's your heart? Because obviously music is your ministry. Music, you're doing this full time, so this is also your employment. So What's your heart? What's your passion in doing this?
Our we played some of the big Christian music festivals. We've been to Nashville, but our heart is to be in churches, and you know, God has gifted us musically, so that's we use that to share the gospel. So our ideal situation is to come into a church. Concerts are an easy thing for people to invite a friend to that may not come on a Sunday morning. But through the course of an hour, hour and 15 minutes, we kind of get to know the audience a little bit and build a relationship and kind of earn the right to share the gospel with them.
Excellent. Now, how do you see yourself as a partner with the churches where you're coming to? Or Paul, how do you, the question is probably for both of you. How do you see something like this as a partner between the band, the church?
Well, again, like he says, it's a way to reach people for Christ. We're also just getting together for fellowship, good times, kind of helps them out and what they're doing to continue this. And that's another reason I really wanted to get them up here to the radio station, too, to get the word out that they are new here. They're looking for opportunities to get out there and help churches promote them.
And Paul tells me you guys aren't bad. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't play music, but, you know, I can appreciate it. So.
Good. Now, if for folks who are like, okay, they're new and I don't know, you can go. They have a website. De La Croix has a website. And what is De La Croix anyway? What does that stand for?
It's French for of the cross.
Of the cross. How'd you settle on a French name?
Well, our family name is Fontaine, which is French. And it's a long story, but there's a lyric in a Bob Dylan song that mentioned De La Croix. And we like that. And as we found out what it meant, it kind of led us to that.
There
and
it was.
It stuck.
All right, so if you'd like to check out the band before you come, they have a website. You go to www.de-la-croix.com. That's de-la-croix.com. And they label themselves as Christian Americana Music. So go check out their website and then come check them out in person on Saturday, May the 6th, at First Christian Church in Herrick. Food at noon, concerts to follow. De La Croix at 12:30 to 2:30, and Friday fellowship from about 3 to 5.
Yeah.
What else do you gentlemen like to tell us? We still got a couple minutes left, so.
Well, you talk about good weather. Hopefully, pray for there is good weather. But if there's not, we do have room to move inside.
Ah, so okay.
We will still have the event if it's raining or if it's not.
So this is rain or shine, we're having it.
It's either indoors or outdoors. We prefer outdoors, and everybody can just get there and enjoy the area and have a good time.
Yeah, early spring in the Midwest is always an adventure. So.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is a you as a musician, what do you see as challenges as being a Christian in the music world nowadays?
Well, there's a business side of it that is extremely challenging. And we consider ourselves musicianary, so we use music to share the gospel. But a lot of what we do, we have to participate in the music business. We create CDs, and write songs and record songs and promote and that kind of thing. But thankfully we don't have to get too deep into that territory because it's a very, very tough business. Not always a Christian environment.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're, I don't know if it'd be up on your website, but for folks who come to your concert, what are a couple of your signature songs and what would be the story behind that?
Wow.
Or a signature song.
Well, we've got a brand new one right now that we're just getting ready to. This will be our first release to radio, and we'll be doing this at the event called Prisoner of War. And there's a, I want to say it's one of the Psalms says, I waited on the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he rescued me from the pit. And it deals with a man who went to... went off to join the service and came back different and came back kind of addicted to alcohol and the ending of his life. But the song kind of is a reflection of God rescuing somebody from that pit. And so that one's got a lot of good feedback as we've played it on tour. And then, of course, our first probably hit that went to number one anywhere is a song called Ready for the Rain. And it just talks about the hope that we have as believers in Christ, that as messy as this world is and as horrible as we think things are when we turn the news on, that he's coming back and he's going to redeem it all.
Well, that's our hope, Amen. Isn't it? That is our hope. So today we're talking with Pastor Paul Dickerson of First Christian Church in Herrick and Tim Fontaine of De La Croix, and they're going to be working together,
yeah,
barbecuing and.
I'll handle my expertise and he'll handle his.
There we go. So. But that's on Saturday, May the 6th at First Christian Church in Herrick. So be sure to check it out. And you've been listening to WJOI's Lamplighter program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thanks for making us a part of your day.